Second, fourth parak of Krisis, second Mishnah. Kishem she'im ochel chelo v'chelo b'elam echad enochai v'elachad esachas. We learned previously, if you do the same malacha or same iser twice in the same mistake without having a knowledge in between, you bring one carbon even though you did it twice. So kachal hoydus shalem ein meveile oshem echad. Also, if you two times ate something, but both times it was a sabik chelo sabik shuman, and he didn't have the idea, he didn't have knowledge of his mistake in the middle. So then even though he ate a few gezeisim, he only brings one korban. If he had knowledge after he ate the first gezeis, he found out that he made a mistake, and then he forgot again and he made the mistake again. Just like in a case where Yivadei, it was over the Issa B'Shoge multiple times with a knowledge in between each one, he has to bring another korban. So too he brings an Oshem Tole on every one. Shame, shim, ochel, chaylev, v'dam, v'noisa, v'pigil, del nechad chayiv, kol agas achas. We learned before that he does multiple averis, then even though it was in one sitting, one forgetfulness, but l'maisi forgot a whole bunch of their averis. He has a pot in front of him with five pieces of meat, and one was chaylev, one was dam, one was noisa, etc. So he has to bring each one. Same thing if he had a suffix, if he was maybe over chaylev, maybe dam, maybe bigel, maybe noisa, he's going to have to bring for each one a separate oshem toli. Chaylev and noisa lefonov. Now he had a situation, he had two pieces of meat in front of him. One was isa chaylev, one is noisa. Ochel echad mehem venide isimim ochel. So over here we have an interesting thing. He definitely was open Issa, he doesn't know which one he was open. Or Ishta Nita Vachosim Bebayis, Shogim Echad Mehem Ben Yidei Bezim Hem Shogim. Same thing, he definitely was open Issa that has Issa Chattis. But he doesn't know which Chattis he did. It was either his wife was a Nita, which requires a Chattis or a sister. Shabbos Yom Kippur and Vasim Malacha Ben Hashmashit, Ben Yidei Bezim Hem Osa. It was Ben Hashmashit between Shabbos and Kippur and Yidei Malacha. He doesn't know which day he did. He says you mechayev chatas because you definitely didn't have aver. Rabbi Yeshua pointed because he says you have to know which aver you did, and therefore you do not bring a chatas. Says shechoto bo, you have to know which aver you did. Rabbi Blaz learned something else from that pasuk. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Yisrael lenechleko ala oisem alocha ben hashmoshes. Everybody agrees that if you did a malacha ben hashmoshes, you potter. Shani yomei mixes malacha, also mi yomei mixes malacha. So you don't even have a vad if you did any of it. Maybe it happened Shabbos, happened Yom Kippur, in which case you didn't do any malacha on any day. Aman nechleku, when was the malacha? Aloisem malacha v'toicha yom. When you do him Shabbos, also Yom Kippur, also. He knows he did it in the daytime. He doesn't remember if it was Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Oh, he didn't know if it was Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Oh, yom aloso ben yudem einayzem malacha also. He didn't know which malacha he did. In those cases, Rabbi Lezer mechayev chatas. Rabbi Yeshua poitas. Here we're having even a bigger chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua patas. Not only if you don't know which aver you did, but even if you knew in mechal Shabbos, you didn't know how you mechal Shabbos, also you potter. Rabbi Yehuda poitas. Rabbi Yeshua af meyoshem toli. Rabbi Yehuda says that not only by chatas are you potter, but also b'ashem toli you potter for a different reason. By the chatas, the reason you potter is because it's a din that you have to know which aver you did. Hashem Tali, the reason why you potter, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is because Hashem Tali is when you masupik if you did Aveira. Here you validated Aveira. You just don't know which Aveira you did, so you don't bring Hashem Tali.